Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We'll do a live.
We'll do a live.
All right.
Someone start.
Okay, this is the thing.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. Have you ever ordered so much food for delivery that it comes with multiple forks?
Yes. When you open the door, you're like, guys, the food's here.
Yes. That's what I was going to ask. Have you ever then pretended you have people over?
Yeah.
No.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm real up.
I've gone so far as to download ambient noise and play it on my computer.
Do you do like Home Alone where you have like figures and you pull the strings? It looks like they're dancing.
It's like, I want the delivery guy to not know that I have all of the food.
All the foods right now. Well, I'll even do that when I'm just with my husband, the two of us, and we're ordering takeout. I'm like, oh man, I did not eat lunch today. I'm starving. I actually ate lunch that day.
I ate two lunches and then blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
That's why I'm hungry. My stomach's stretched.
Yeah, exactly. Jeez. That's judgment. What happened.
I need a whole pizza just for myself.
I don't even know.
So we're all kind of having mental breakdowns, aren't we?
We are. Yeah. We might discuss them on later ones, but...
Here's what's going on. I mean, just like for the record. So we've all been working with each other without a break for like 3 years
now.
Three years. Like three weeks. I think this weekend was our first time not traveling, and then we're all traveling this next weekend and then the weekend after as well. And so we're all losing our minds. Mm-hmm. And it's coming out in relationships. People's home lives are suffering.
My diets.
You know, everyone's eating their feelings. Mm. I told Sam we were going to drink during the podcast today because we need to drink during the podcast today.
Last night I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring in this really great rhubarb syrup that I have and we'll just put it in a little bit of champagne to drink during the podcast.
If I had a dollar for every time I wish I had some rhubarb syrup and champagne.
I'm losing my mind. I couldn't even remember that. And that's the only good part that I was looking forward to today.
That's so not very Kathleen of you to forget something like that.
I'm putting you in my phone as rhubarb syrup.
Actually, yeah. There's a wine up there called Relax. Should we just for its own sake open it up?
Yeah, it's a white, right? It's a Riesling?
Yeah, let's drink it. Only because I already drank the one that says chill the out.
Oh my God. By the way, my headphones aren't working and I just realized that's why I can't hear myself. I thought I was like having a stroke.
No, this is all part of the breakdown. She thinks nothing of it.
We have topics prepared for today, but instead we're just bitching.
Yeah. Have you guys packed yet?
No. I haven't unpacked from the last one, though, so does that count?
I'm doing this thing called closet roulette, where I count to five, and every fifth item I throw in my closet.
I love that.
Wait, does your closet spin?
I was just going to say, let's put her clothes all around her and cover her eyes and spin her around.
So what have you packed so far? A parka?
A t-shirt that says I love New York, which I've never worn ever. Why would I wear it in Punta Cana? And a pair of running shoes from high school. So I think I'm covered.
That's good. Not bad, actually.
That's all you need. I have three different swimsuits that I purchased. Why am I talking? Why do I have my headphones on? They don't work. Shut up, Bethany. Take your headphones off. So,
Oh gosh.
I have three different swimsuits that I purchased for this year trip. And two of them fit. One of them is too tight on the top part of it.
Mm. No such thing.
But maybe. not in a good way, just in a bad way.
Do you guys ever do this thing with something's too tight and you know you can't return it? Do you ever just stretch it a little bit until you hear like one tiny rip or yes, two tiny rips? And then all of a sudden you're like, okay, this is good now.
If you can hear the snap of the thread but you can't see it,
yes,
you're safe.
Yeah.
What the hell are the two of you?
Yes. I thought I was the only person who did that.
No, you're fine.
If I could just damage it a little bit. No.
Just a little.
Yeah. I would do that.
No hanging threads.
No hanging threads.
Just like
threads,
a snap. What I'm trying to do is I actually asked Danielle if she had any black swimsuits she no longer wanted because the swimsuit that doesn't fit on the top is black. So I thought I would source some more black Lycra to create like
a
thing. That's what I've done on other tops too because I have a really wide rib cage.
Yeah.
Fun fact of the day, I have a wide rib cage and Kathleen forgot her rhubarb syrup.
I forgot my rhubarb syrup.
And I'm just drinking.
How's the wine?
It's good.
It's pretty good. Anybody want to pull?
Yeah, let me take
pull?
A sniff.
Want a little tug?
So what's happening behind the scenes is there's some relationship drama going on, and that's as far as I'll go. But one of us is having relationship drama, and it's not the married girl. And that's it. That's all.
So we're
dealing with that. But let's talk about the topics that we were going to talk about.
Yeah, I'm pulling them up right now.
Let's change the subject.
What the hell?
Podcast. Typing this into my email.
I love you, Sam.
I love you. And I also love the necklace that Kathleen's wearing. You look so good on you.
Thank you. Sam gave me this beautiful gold vintage pineapple necklace. I'll post it on our Instagram, Acquired Taste Podcast, and our Twitter, Acquired Podcast, so you guys can see
it. Don't move. I'm taking a picture of your necklace. Oh, my God. Your boobs look amazing.
Thanks. Make sure you get my gingham in there, too.
I got your gingham.
Have you ever bought something for someone and then opened it and liked it so much? You're like, what if I were to get them something else? Because you just want to keep it.
I know.
I had a small moment with that. With that necklace, I was like, spirit-wise, I have to give it to Kathleen. Like, it's not right for my soul, but I want it.
I'm obsessed with it. You have no idea.
While you're searching for a topic, can I ask a judgment call question?
Yeah. Please.
This is going to sound really morbid, but here it goes. So I have a gift that I purchased for a friend of mine who died before I could give it to her.
Okay?
So we're not focusing on the death, you know. It's beautiful. But it's a gift that has her initial on it.
Wow.
Can I ever give this gift to someone else with the same initial, or does it have bad juju?
Kathleen?
I don't know. I would say use it yourself.
It's not my initial.
That's okay. It's like a memory.
Okay. Yeah, Sam?
I don't know. I think I don't know if I'd want it or to give it to someone.
Oh.
I don't know.
Sell it.
Right, because like I'm feeling eerie about it, and I'm not even like that kind of person,
right?
And you, as we've established on, I think it was our last podcast, we all believe in spirits here.
Totally.
So absolutely. Let's not mess around in that neighborhood.
And the kind of friend, like, she was the most giving, wonderful person, so she would totally be like, oh girl, you give it away. But I would feel really weird. I think it would have to be an auxiliary person in my life. Like, I couldn't give it to, like, the initial is a K, and my sister's name starts with K. I could never give it to my sister.
Right.
I could never give it to you, Kathleen, for instance. But I think I could give it to, like, you know, rando coworker who just retired, named, you know, Christina with a K. I would probably give it to her. Yeah, she was great. She brought the best pies.
She did. Ooh, peach.
So good. So I'm glad you guys got the same sort of weird vibe that I did, because I wasn't sure.
I'm not cozy with that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want it.
If you're a listener and your name starts with K and you want a beautiful jewelry tray.
Let us know.
Oh, you didn't say jewelry tray.
It's like a
send it over. I'll buff that out.
It's like a little, like, palm sized little ceramic jewelry dish.
How pretty.
I got it at Anthropology.
I love that place.
On sale. I mean, it's new.
Oh, you know how I bought my almost $100 shower curtain for my apartment that I still don't have?
Etsy, yeah.
Yeah, I went to Anthropology and bought a $40 candle that matches it.
That's okay.
I'm very excited for both of these things.
You're bleeding money.
No shame in putting beauty in where you live, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, but there is a little bit of shame in putting beauty where you have not yet. I have no living.
Sam, drink some more.
I have not, thank you.
Okay. Let's get into our first topic today.
Yes.
Do you guys have any summer goals?
Yes. I talked about this on the big show a couple weeks ago, but I want to get my splits back. And I got really, really close, and then I got busy, and then I got sick, so I haven't been able to work out.
Yeah.
So that's my summer goal, is to have my splits back.
You need more.
I think I will.
I'm intervening, because you're super close.
I know, I'm
You need
really
more summer
close.
Goals than that, because that's going to be like, you could get that within...
Oh,
you're like an inch off the floor.
I know.
You're so
really close.
Okay, let me think about it, and I'll
middle
get back
split.
To you. Middle split is going to be a year. I don't think I can have a middle split. It hurts so bad.
It does. It's a bitch. But if you put your legs against the wall and let them fall as if you were doing the split only upside down and you're on your back, if you do that for 5 minutes a day, it hurts like the dickens, but it's a passive way to start doing it.
So on your back, butt against the wall,
and
legs up,
them.
And then open.
Spread them like Channing Tatum's laying over you. Just open them.
Oh, man.
I know.
I dream about that.
Okay, so that will be my summer goal. What about you, Kathleen?
My goal is to do more things on the weekends that are outside. Mm. Specifically in New York City, you know, I travel a lot and I don't travel enough within my own city. You know, so many cool brunch places. And today I was telling Elvis about Central Park has a boathouse where you can rent a boat for like $15 an hour. And I've done it once, but I just want to go again. And you can take wine and cheese and just, you know, float around. Yeah, guys, we should totally go.
Do you guys want to record a podcast from that boat?
Yeah. Can we?
With said wine and cheese?
Yeah. I want to do it and be the Lady of Shalott.
Let's do it.
For the Lady of Shalott that
You can bring your umbrella and I'll wear my shorts and my tank top that day, so I'll do the sweating.
Will you wear a seersucker suit instead?
Yes, I will.
And a straw hat?
Yes, I've always loved androgynous wear anyway, so.
So excited for this. Holy crap.
But yeah, but just exploring the city that I live in, you know.
Yeah.
A vacation doesn't always have to include, you know, cars and planes and trains. You know, there's stuff around you that you can have a stay-at-home vacation.
That's very true. Beautiful. I think that applies anywhere you live.
Yeah.
Really.
Even Brooklyn, too. I mean, such a cool borough, and it's kind of far from where I live in Hoboken. I mean, not far, but
you have to cross two rivers.
Yeah, cross two rivers via train. It can take almost up to an hour, but you know, I'm gonna go there and I'm gonna bar hop and go brunch hopping and just explore over there.
Yeah,
for you,
how
girl.
About you, Sam?
I like that one. I would like to do mine mix. I've been to a couple really nice restaurants lately, accidentally, and they were in my backyard and I'd never even heard of them. So I want to spend more time in Jersey City and like downtown New York, kind of like where we work area, finding cool restaurants. I want to know my area more.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other end of the spectrum, I also want to cook more because, I mean, right now I share a kitchen with four other people. So I understand maybe why I took a step back right now, but I love cooking and I haven't been doing it a lot. So I want to cook like meals for me and for friends. Like I want to do some interesting things this summer.
You should throw a dinner party.
I would love to do a dinner party. Seriously, yo, when I get my apartment, first thing I'm doing is hanging up that shower curtain.
$90 shower curtain.
Lighting the candle. The only thing decorated in this virtual apartment right now is the bathroom, and I'm perfectly content with it.
But that's your sanctuary.
It's gonna be. I'm gonna spend a lot of time just chilling in there.
Yeah.
And then we are having a dinner party. What was that champagne you said we have to drink?
Rhubarb champagne.
No, not today. There was something else you asked. Vos.
Vuv. We need to drink some Vuv.
We're
going to drink some Vuv.
We could do a champagne tasting. Have everybody bring a different bottle.
Brilliant.
Yeah, cover the labels, all different price points, and then you'll be surprised. It's not about how much it costs. It's about how much you like it.
Mm-hmm. I know so little. I'm going to take a sip, and I'm going to be like, yes, this is also champagne.
I'm going to bring you cupcake sparkling white wine, because I will drink that.
I love cupcake.
I do, too. It's
I love
delicious.
Corbel Brut champagne.
We took
what
a picture.
The hell? I don't know any of this.
At the iHeartRadio Music Awards a couple weekends ago, I posted a picture of me sitting on the red carpet drinking Corbel straight from the bottle. And people were like, oh, slumming it with Corbel.
No way.
Slumming it with champagne, yo.
Yeah, my family, it's kind of weird. My parents got my brother and I into it. We're exclusively a champagne family.
Said one person ever. That person was like, Kathleen.
Everybody's drink of choice is champagne. Like, they don't keep beers in the house. At
really?
Night with dinner, you might have a glass of champagne, which I kind of like incorporating this, you know, once thought of fancy drink into everyday life.
But absolutely.
Corbel, and it's what my parents drink, and it's what I drink.
I could so see Kathleen playing champagne pong. But not even in like no red solo cups, like in the tall necked glasses.
With pearls.
Yeah, but still singular trash talking. Pearls. Like she's wearing a sundress and like has a really nice indoor fancy hat and she goes, nailing it!
Nailing it!
That one's going in.
Booyah!
Don't be a bitch.
Yes. What's something that you guys do that your parents do? And you do it because they do it.
Oh.
It's a good one. And you know what? There are times, I'm sure, when you find yourself thinking, oh, wow, I definitely do this because my parents do it. And it's just kind of a fleeting moment.
I have a subscription to Good Housekeeping.
Yeah.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah. Because growing up, we were not allowed to read any of the teen magazines like Cosmo 17. Those were all off limits because my mom didn't want us to develop eating disorders.
Yeah.
Educated consumerism.
Yeah.
Practice it, people.
So, I was only allowed to read the magazines that she had in the house, which was good housekeeping. And so at the age of like 14, I was reading about wrinkle reducing cream and how to keep a home and how to make a Halloween inspired cake. Fun fact, you put a banana in the middle of the cake and it looks like the stem of a pumpkin.
Ooh,
what's up?
Wow.
So I still have good housekeeping. I get it now because it reminds me of my mom.
That's adorable. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. I really like that.
What about you, Sam?
I think because of my mom, I catch every insect instead of trying to kill it. This Aww. Even happened last night. I was at a guy's house and there were these little moth-like flying things, very non-threatening, around the house, and he's trying to smack him, and I get so angry, and I said, like, just catch it, and he freaks out, and I'm like, you're a little bitch, and I catch them with my bare hands, and I let them go outside.
Oh my God, you're insane.
A warrior!
I got really good at it. It might be my hidden talent, is I can catch flying things without chopsticks,
oh my God.
But I can just catch flying things.
That's a dirty insect.
Because, like, that's what mom would do. Unless it was going to put me in danger, like, she would catch it.
Wow.
Like wasps, like no holds bar, she would like hit that with a chair.
Your mom's badass.
But if it was something that wasn't gonna, you know, hey, she's like, just catch it and go the hell outside.
Let it go.
Oh my goodness.
So I do that because of mom, even when I'm like, ugh, whatever.
And champagne for you, Kathleen?
Yeah, champagne for me. And also, I'm always really concerned with how warm people are. Because my mother...
like physically or like, no,
like
they're not
how
a warm
warm
person.
Their winter coats are specifically. And if they're bringing a sweater or not, because it might be chilly in the evening. Because my mom was always, always concerned with, do you have a good winter coat? Is it going to keep you warm enough during this, you know, temperature range? So I have winter coats now for like the 20 and below, for the 30 to 40. Like I have multiple winter coats.
That's charming.
And my mom, she still says to me this day, you only need two good things, a good pair of boots and a good winter coat. The rest will just fill in.
It's true.
Right?
That's a good saying.
I could use a good
What?
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 Merci beaucoup.
What?
You said good things and then you said fill in and I'm like, dick joke.
Oh, okay.
So that's where it's going. I'm not editing. No, by the way, that we have the ability to go back and like fix things in the podcast. So there are things that were said that you'll never hear. I'm leaving that in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, show. By the way, I have to go to the bathroom.
No.
So bad.
Absolutely.
Oh, well,
not.
Do you want some of my kombucha?
I'm sorry.
Poor Greg T keeps trying to come in and we're talking. No. You have an empty Teavana Starbucks cup.
Your leg is shaking like a...
I know. And we're all on such a strict schedule today because we're all trying to get ready for a million different things. And so we had to start this podcast on time. And so instead of running to the bathroom first, I was like, no time, no time.
No time.
And I ran to podcast.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can hold it. I'm very good at that. But as we discussed last week, I don't have those nerve endings until it's too late. And so I was fine until about 45 seconds ago.
Do you ever walk into the house and you didn't have to go to the bathroom until your keys turn in the door?
Yes.
And then all of a sudden it's an emergency.
Yes.
Like I cross my legs and I stand there for 1 second.
The running man
and
place.
I'm like, oh.
And there's a trail of like, once you get inside, like purse,
yes,
coat,
yes.
Anything else leading to bathroom.
You just have to pause for a moment and really concentrate and then you dash off to the bathroom.
Sometimes I can't even, like, I do the little, like, you have to, like, pulsate, because I'm like, if I don't do my Kegels right now, like, it's just terrible.
Yeah.
It's like, sometimes you don't think you're hungry until the food is in front of you, and you're like, oh my God, where did this come from?
Your mouth becomes a vacuum, and you're like,
why am I eating this like a caveman?
Can we name this episode Seinfeld, because it's a podcast about nothing?
Yeah, it's literally a podcast about nothing.
Yeah, we did nothing, but we should stop soon, because your friend Bethany has to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah, plus we're hitting a good mark.
No, I want to see how long you can hold it for.
No,
we're just
Kathy!
Gonna stay.
This is the podcast that never ends.
Should we talk about something else?
Yeah, waterfalls sprinklers.
No, it's not.
Cold lakes full of flounder.
I'm gonna wet my pants.
See, this is gonna be funny water. Until it happens, because we record this in my studio and that's when I lose.
Hey guys, what is something quirky that nobody else knows about
you? I'm gonna punch you in the throat.
Bethany is really aggressive, is her thing.
She's very good at throat punching.
I don't know.
I have a birthmark on my body that is shaped like, it used to be shaped like Australia,
ooh.
But now it's shaped like a four-leaf clover.
Hmm.
I had one that used to be shaped like Pangea, but now it's shaped as all the different continents.
As you gained weight, they spread.
My friend Courtney used to have veins on her leg, and they made a perfect heart.
Oh,
I know.
That's endearing.
Like nature's tattoo.
I like that.
Veins are nature's tattoo.
Where's your birthmark?
It is. I believe it is on my left outer gluteal area. I'll show it to you in Punta Cana.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah.
Looking forward
to it. If it's still there, it may have, I mean, it's been changing, so it may have gone away.
If it turns into a three-leaf clover, I'm going to be gravely concerned.
If it has irregular borders, I should be concerned about it, right?
If it starts drinking margaritas, then you need to really, really be concerned.
I'll be worried about
it. It's taken on a life of its own.
We need to stop the podcast.
Speaking of margaritas.
Stop the podcast.
Sam's a little salty today.
I am salty.
Can't wait to discuss that in later podcasts.
We'll get there.
We will.
Cliffhanger.
Ding, ding, ding.
But you just let me know if you need me to take anyone out, Sam.
Thank you. No, just bail would be nice because I got the taking someone out part.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
I have my Raquel Welch wig that I've been dying to wear somewhere else.
I just want Kathleen there yelling, "World star! World star!" Holding champagne in her warm winter jacket.
By the way, there's a Betty Who video, and I need to find it for you guys. We'll tweet the link for it when I finally find it. But in the video, it's so great. She's driving like in this, you know, amazing top down with her girlfriend, and they go into, it's like a convenience store, and Betty Who just goes over and she's just like, whatever, looking at things, and her friend comes in with a bat and starts destroying the convenience store because the guy has done Betty wrong, you know? So, like, when we were texting the other night, Sam, about the issue at hand, I was like, I'm going to Betty Who that like, I'm going to be your friend. While you don't do anything, I'm going to tear this place apart on your behalf.
I love that.
And then we drive away with the money.
that sounds so good.
It sounds amazing. Sometimes when I'm mad, I stand up and I fake clearing a desk with my arm, because you see it in movies when like executives, they're so outraged, they stand up and they just take their arm and they sweep everything off the desk
and they pull their headphones out of the socket, because that's what you just did.
Yep. And it makes everything better. I often will stand up and make that motion with my arm, and it makes me feel better. I dare anyone listening to try it. It will make you feel better.
I gotta give that a shot.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're listening and you want to search instead of go to our Twitter, it's the All of You video.
But you
by Betty
probably
Who.
Still go to our Twitter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Our Twitter is Acquired Podcast, not to be confused with our Instagram, which is Acquired Taste Podcast.
More you know.
Yeah.
I love it.
All right.
Let's wrap this puppy up for reasons not related to Bethany's bladder. All right. One thing we learned this week. Kathleen, take it away.
I learned this week that an average person's yearly fast food intake will contain 12 pubic hairs.
What the f***?
Munch on that.
Oh my God.
That's bad.
Holy crap.
That's bad.
I'm disgusted and so happy that maybe 3 pubic hairs probably.
Yeah, probably.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, that's pretty gross. I learned this week that if there's something that I don't like, I should try, like as a beverage, I should try drinking it iced. Specifically, it worked with coffee. Like, I didn't like black coffee, but I like black iced coffee. And I know I need to drink green tea. It's so good for you. It helps your metabolism, all of that stuff. But it makes me nauseated to drink. Yeah, the taste of green tea makes me physically ill.
Not bad.
But I can drink it when it's iced.
Oh, look at that.
And I don't know why that is, but I feel like maybe the flavor isn't as aggressive, or like hot things in your mouth are like, hot things!
Hot things.
Also bad tastes.
Just to follow up on that, really good beer is served a little bit warmer than, say, your average Coors Light's Natty Ice PBR. Mm. Those are served ice cold, because good beer, so it makes sense. Things that maybe don't taste so good are better cold.
That's really funny. Yeah. And a fast food place... which I'm not sure which one, so I won't put any of them under the bus, served their coffee unreasonably hot. And we said it was because their grounds were so cheap that they wanted to burn your mouth a little bit so you can't taste it.
Oh, wow.
So extreme temperatures. Okay. Bod.
Interesting. Okay, so try if there's something like coffee or whatever that you don't like, try it iced. It just seems to help.
I like that.
Sam, what did you learn this week?
I learned that people really won't stop you for anything. Have you ever seen someone and wanted to tell them something like, oh, your fly's down, or oh, you're trailing like something, and you just don't? Well, I bring my water bottle with me everywhere, and I had just finished hot yoga, so my Bethany's leaving. Bethany actually is
later.
About to pee. Bye!
She's going to wet her pants.
She's going to wet her pants. She's missing the end of the podcast.
We should keep diapers in here.
One of Max's pee-pee pads.
Sam, I'm sorry. I'm still listening. What did you learn this week? You carry your bottle everywhere.
I carry my bottle of water everywhere. And I was just out of hot yoga. So I was, like, my leggings were sweaty and I put sweatpants over it. And I was walking around and I'm like, I really shouldn't be this, like, cold and wet still anymore. My water bottle had opened up in my purse and spilled all the way down my calves and the back of my knees, and no one said a damn thing!
Through your bag into, yep.
Through my
bag. Done that.
And my entire, I'm like, mm-hmm. And no one said it. I was less bothered by that than the fact that no one was like, miss, there's a puddle, like, growing on you.
As you're walking, you're dripping things behind you.
Exactly! Like, not a thing. I walked around, I just said out loud, I looked around, I'm like, really? Really, people?
I love those moments on the street.
Thank
Nobody's
you.
Listening, and you're just like, okay!
And then I fake cleared a table.
Yeah.
I was so furious.
Yes. All right. Shall we go?
We shall. We should probably check on Bethany.
Okay. Until next time.
Bye.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial grade products and next day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.